This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I want to bring up this kid, the news reporter, young man. Am I confused? Did I already bring this up?
No, we talked
about the fugitives
Jeffrey
earlier.
Rogers, 17 years old.
Yeah, I was blown away when the story was first being reported. I was like, oh, okay, teenager stole a cop car. But when it was pointed out that it was that kid that we've all, I'm not saying we all, but I've been aware of this kid. In years past, we played his little homemade TV reports on the radio.
Right.
Yeah. And the cops know him. The news media know this young man.
He started doing it when he was 14 years old. He would show up at car crashes, other type crime scenes. And as you said, he'd report it on his Facebook page.
Yeah, and he would do like a legit little kid newscast.
In fact, the police department made a little tiny press credential for him, laminated press credential, so he could have access to crime scenes.
So him and another youngster, the car they stole was an unmarked police car.
Correct.
And I guess it had just had some service done to it and was outside the garage, and they took off in it.
Outside the garage with the keys in it, by the way.
Yeah, and it wasn't gated or anything. It was just sitting there. Not saying that that's an excuse, but.
Yeah. Look, I did some boneheaded things when I was a kid, and I don't know about stealing a cop car, but the alarming thing to me is the menacing.
Yeah.
That takes knuckleheadedness to a different level, I think.
He apparently waved a BB gun around and was driving very recklessly and
at a gas station.
Yeah. And was making false calls to 911 claiming he was a victim of some sorts on there. Yeah, totally bizarre.
Yeah. And even yesterday, watching the video footage of him leaving court, he was still very almost little journalist professional. You know what I mean? He walked out of the courtroom. He didn't ignore. He didn't shy away from the media. He turned to them and he said, I will be putting together a full press release. Like, basically, he's going to go home. He's going to put together this press release, you know, as far as what he wants released to the media.
He can recover, but if his mama was my mama, he would still be grounded at my age.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
You're grounded till you're 47.
That's right. E Studios, good morning.
Hi, is this WBE?
It is, yes.
Hi, is this TJ?
It is.
I just heard you guys talking about that boy. Well, he's not little anymore. Jeffrey Rogers.
Yeah, 17-year-old charged with stealing an unmarked RPD car.
Yeah, I actually used to teach him.
Oh.
He was one of my former students about 5 years ago.
Now, is this just totally bizarre to you, having a history with this kid? We don't know him personally, but we know of him. And
so he's a student with special needs. I wish I could say I'm shocked, but I'm not. His home life is really bad.
Wow, that's sad to hear. You know, I said off air, we were talking about it, and I was like, guys, is this just one of the bigger cries for help or attention?
Yeah.
Do you think he can rise beyond this?
If he has the right support in place, absolutely. Yeah. He was one of my favorite students. Absolutely favorite. He just has a beautiful soul. So it's really sad to see that this, you know, is taking place in his life right now, but with the right people in place to support him, for sure he can rise above.
I just remember, you know, from his, you know, amateur journalist work, he just was likable, you know, and just
oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was always well-liked by all of his teachers. They would go out of his way to do anything for him. So this kind of sucks for him. Yeah. But, you know, you have to deal with the consequences of your choices.
True, but redemption is also possible, and he's young enough, and, you know, you can do two things. You can use this as a learning opportunity, or you can do something
else. For
sure,
and I hope the Rochester Police Department really counsels him through it and gives him the appropriate support and doesn't just, like, write him off, you know, as the next juvenile who's made a mistake.
That we can all agree upon. I thank you for making the call today.
Yeah, no problem.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.